Overnight, we went from taking out children's eyes to not taking out children's eyes. OAC is now performed in 45 countries, where it allows doctors to save 95% of eyes afflicted with retinoblastoma. But there's an aspect of OAC that Dr. Abramson doesn't talk about much, even though it is as inspirational as the technique itself. He won't make a dime off OAC because he refused to patent it. Pursuing a patent, he feared, would have meant keeping the technique under wraps for a long period of time while the paperwork was approved by the U.S. Trademark and Patent Office. In the meantime, untold numbers of children would have suffered and perhaps died. Patent experts wouldn't venture a guess on exactly how much money Dr. Abramson left on the table by not patenting his procedure. But, says Devon Herrick, a healthcare economist at the National Center for Policy Analysis, the purpose of a medical procedure patent is that it allows a doctor to profit by teaching others to perform the procedure. By not patenting, Dr. Abramson chose to forego those profits. I want people to know that when I endorse something, it's from my scientific heart, not because I had any financial benefit, he says. And ultimately, our goal was to help children. Our driving force in this was not to make money.